Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's the Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen to it every morning.
On 98.5 KLUC.
P1 Power Rankings Week
8.
Week 8.
Oh, confirmed.
You missed this week. I don't know where you were. And Kayla and I were talking about, I think I was just asking her, what week are we on? And she goes, I don't know. Spence is in charge of that. Yeah. And I went, you know what? From now on, he is.
Yeah.
Sure is. Week 8.
Yes, sir.
Confirmed. Of the P1 Power Rankings. Obviously, I don't know if you noticed, Deanna Lee Kaiser got a tattoo on her ankle. Who do you think is going to be number one? Well, let's be honest. We could just dispense with this whole thing. But let's at least go through the motions and find out. Well, you know what? It's like the post that I made on Saturday. Who's going to be number two?
Yeah.
That's where the drama and intrigue comes in. P1 Power Rankings, number 10, Spence.
I'm going to go with teachers, Clark County School District. They went back to school. But specifically, I know we have a ton of teachers that listen.
Yeah.
But, you know, Brandy, the queen of the first pick, is an educator. Leah Luhu is an educator. I'm sure Chet. Yeah, there's a whole ton of them. So my number 10 goes to those that are working hard to educate the children. Yeah.
And if you want to do something to help out too, go to donorschoose.org. And there's a ton of stuff and a ton of teachers in town and you can make a difference.
Our friend Megan actually sent us the link to her.
I said Prater. Yeah. Did you not hear me yell out Prater?
Oh, I didn't hear you. I didn't hear Prater.
I yelled out Prater. Prater!
I honestly thought you yelled Amy.
Oh my God, now we've just
like
given
Amy.
All of her.
Yeah, anyway.
Given both her first and her last name. Oh my God. Who's your number 10?
Asia Wilson. I wasn't at the P1 meetup, but it was really cool. Like everyone that I talked to within like this really hardcore P1 group that we have, yeah. They were all so excited to meet Asia. And I know how awesome she is as a human being. So I was excited to see that she made her way out there.
No, you know the story behind that too?
No, I don't.
So the boss asked us to help out with CBS Sports Radio 1140, a project they were doing. So of course I'm like, yeah, I like being on the radio. I like talking sports. And I didn't want it to suck. So I called the Aces. I said, can you get me anybody? Yeah, we'll bring Asia. So then I put it out there. I go, hey, guys, just so you know, so nobody's taken aback by it. And so you can prep a little. Say, yeah, I got Asia Wilson. Oh, all of a sudden, all the socials, everything. Join us at No Regrets Bar with Asia Wilson. And they were like they were so excited.
Oh, that's my cool. God, that's funny.
Then Asia sits down. And I give her the intro. So, man, it's been a while since I've done this. She's a 6'4 forward from South Carolina. I just gave her the little one. Asia Wilson. And she looked at me. She goes, I have missed that so much. And I was just like, oh my, I thought I was going to cry. That was a career highlight that somebody actually pays attention to that mess.
Yeah.
So anyway, Asia's in mine too. Oh, no, she is. Oh, yeah, she is. She's my number 10 too. Oh,
okay, perfect.
She's my number 10 as well.
Nice. Sure.
Wait, Asia, what did you do?
I did the teachers.
You did teachers, Asia.
Yes.
All right, number 9, Spence.
I'm going to go with the fish. You know, he's one of these guys that's always, always in the top 10. Could make it into the top 5, but love the fish. Continues to represent, continues to post, calls in when he can. And I defeated him on Monday in Spence's challenge.
I think you did,
he deserved a number 9.
Yeah.
He deserved a number 9, and I know he would be more involved, and we want to move him up. We want to have him doing more. He has got... The idea that he spends whatever time he can with us, with what he's got going on in his world, and he's got stuff going on in his world, is amazing. So, yeah, I'm with you on that. So I went with Kayla on Asia at number 10. I go with Spence Fish at number 9.
I should have gone with Fish. However, I did go with all of our teachers in Clark County, everyone that we just previously mentioned. They're just kick-ass, and I'm sure this week's going to be interesting for them getting back into it.
Shout out to the teachers.
Yep.
No,
amen.
We love you so much. Number 8, Big Mike. Big Mike showed up this weekend. He showed up at No Regrets Bar. He's just such a good dude.
Yeah.
So
he
nice,
just
right?
is. And you know what? This is for the guys that he's not going to call in a lot.
Nope.
He's not going to be active that way. He's not a big social media guy, but he'll come out and say hello. And he'll always make sure that he comes and says hello.
I love my conversations with Big Mike. He's
so
awesome.
this is for the quieter minority. Mike, Big Mike, number eight from me. Spence?
I'm going to go with Hannah from Northtown. While she spot stirs and continues to do so, she still is one of our most loyal P1s. She still participates via social media, via on the air. So I'm going to give her a number eight spot for Hannah from Northtown, who she's been out of my list for a minute. So
what does that sign?
No, you go first.
I'm co-signing. It's Hannah from Northtown. Hey.
Did you really have... Oh, we're so weird. We're like our cycles are synced up.
I know, right? Well, Hannah from Northtown, she was so bummed she couldn't make it to the P1 meetup, but she's like...
Whatever. Yeah, but then she bitched about it. She's like, why are you having a bar? I'm not 21 yet. No, and then literally... On Tuesday morning, she went back into this negative conspiracy. Everybody's out to get me. This whole thing I know you're listening. That is not going to help you. It won't. It just won't. Be nice. Just be nice. And with that in mind, I have Hannah at number seven.
It's all done with love. I feel like we always have to reiterate that. We have to reiterate that this is all done with love fun and friendship. We're not really pounding on you, Hannah from Northtown. We're not being
mean. Oh, no, I was. I meant everything I just said.
All right, then.
I did. That's just not the way to go about it.
Right.
Yeah.
To go explain yourself and I demand and all that. No. No. It's not working on me.
Right.
I will not be intimidated, Hannah from Northtown. But you are number seven. They both had you at number eight. I got you at number seven. So good. Kayla, seven.
My number seven is Tiffany Molesky this morning. So we have this thing that Chet loves Ryan Reynolds. And the whole joke this morning on Spence's challenge was, well, if you don't know the answer, I guess you should just say Ryan Reynolds, because more than likely it's either that or the Seattle Seahawks or the Mariners,
information.
Hurricane info.
It's another good one. But no, Ryan Reynolds,
if you
will
don't
forever
know,
be my guest.
Yeah, instead of passing and saying Jim Bob Cooter, we'll just take a swing at it. Say Ryan Reynolds.
Exactly.
Chances are strong you'll be right.
So she actually came on after Spence's challenge. We had this whole conversation during Spence's challenge. She actually ended up winning the prize after the fact, so she was the next caller in and used Ryan Reynolds as
the
answer.
Kayla asked the joke. Kayla asked the joke. You know, what is, whatever. Knock, knock, who's there? And Tiffany, Ryan Reynolds, the greatest.
So funny.
Spent seven.
I did have initially penciled in one Jon Stewart, but on Tuesday's show, he stirred the pot regarding a story that we had at DJ school with our competing morning show in the same building, Dave Mahoney, and caused the whole thing.
They don't compete with us.
Well, you know what I mean. And so I had to, even though Jay Stu brought us gifts today, and I wish he'd stop doing that. It's very nice, but not necessary. I erased you from my number seven ranking, and I replaced you with Crystal Turner.
Dave Mahoney, they're talking about you. He sent me a text, victory, after we both went on each other's shows.
Yeah.
But you're not. You achieved nothing, sir.
And the previously talking about Hannah from Northtown pot stirring, well, Jay Stu, you've taken that crown from her. So Crystal Turner, who happened to lose, you know, on Tuesday at Spence's Challenge, but previously in the year, won $1,223. I figure she deserves a nod. So there you go, Crystal Turner.
That's your number seven.
Yep.
Well, you know what? I have a very similar story at number six.
Okay.
No, it was Jay Stu.
Yep.
It is no longer. I was going to give a blanket shout out to all teachers as an honorable mention today.
I like that.
No. Teachers, straight to number six. Jay Stu out. Teachers in. Go teachers. Boo, Jay Stu. Boo, sir.
Amen.
I say boo.
I love that we all did the same thing because he was my number seven, too. And I'm like, no, you're done, bro.
Me. Out.
That's
So who's your six?
My number six is Big Mike, just for coming to the P1 meetup. I love him so much.
You weren't even there.
And I was completely jealous because I went completely, like, I didn't go on Twitter at all when we left for Chicago last week. I'm like, I'm not doing Twitter. And I regret it because I didn't check to see if there was anything meetup-wise, and I could have seen it, and I didn't. So.
Oh, you were home Saturday?
Yeah, I was home Saturday morning.
You'd had so much fun.
And I realized it was happening until it was, like, 99% of the way over. I'm like, damn. damn it.
It was a blast. It renewed my faith in life.
I know. I
honestly
feel bad.
It was really good. Spence?
I want to go with the power couple, Chloe and Jeff. I saw the pictures from the P1 meetup, which were absolutely awesome, and I know she goes to Aces games all the time.
Both of them.
Yeah, so that's an easy number six for me.
Yeah, right on. Let's get into the top five, Kayla.
Number five, Jesse DeShowfilla, again, for the same reasons. He always calls the show and participates on social media, but he also is just kick-ass coming to the meeting. So,
Spence?
I'm going to go with Uber RJ. First time for me, by the way, he's cracked the top five.
Oh.
Consistent social media, consistent on the air, reached out regularly. I kind of dig it. He's doing real well.
It would not shock me to find out that it is the first time he has cracked my top five as well. Or been top five in my crack. What?
Whoa.
What are you and Uber RJ doing?
Nothing. But yeah, he's number five for me. All the same reasons Spence said. Four, Spence.
I'm going to go with Hot Ryan. I know she was a little higher. It's been hard because there's been a couple of people that really stepped up this week.
By the way, this is week number nine, I just realized. Week nine.
It's week eight.
It's definitely week eight.
I wrote week eight last week.
No, it's definitely week eight. The only reason I know this is because I have a file folder of all the podcasting.
Well, hell, Hot Ryan was number one last week, so that was the deal. Yeah. All right, so that was week seven.
So for me, she pops down to four, and she didn't do anything wrong. She's been great. She's been on the line, but you know, there's some other people popped up ahead.
Yeah, you know what? There's always somebody every week. There's always somebody.
She should have been in my top ten, but it was really hard with all the P1s.
Oh, you didn't have her either?
I don't have her this week. Ah. And it's nothing against her because I know she's so amazing. She's funny. She's got it all together. But
yeah,
she's
not in there. You can stop now. Don't be mad at me. Hot Ryan, Kayla told me not to put you in. She said, I'm not putting her in. Don't put her in just so I don't have to go alone. So I said, okay. Yeah, that sucks. So who is your number four?
Uber RJ. All the reasons you guys mentioned before. Wow.
I've got Jesse the show filler at number four, only because 3-2-1 brought it this week for me.
I agree.
So show filler, always awesome. It was funny. He sent me a bit idea today. He goes, I know I haven't really been fulfilling my show filler duties much lately. And he sent me a bit idea. And it was like, you know what? Good for you, bro. We won't use it, but whatever.
Thanks for the effort.
Yeah, no, I'm kidding. So number three, I find this all very interesting. Kayla.
Number three, Chloe and Jeff, power couple. Definitely has to sit at number three. They went to the Aces game. They went to P1 meetup. And Chloe participated in the show today. So she definitely gets up there for them.
Yep, same. Chloe and Jeff, number three. And only... 2-1 were only, I'd say they almost threw a perfect game. Yeah. They almost 2-1 almost threw a perfect game. Spence, you're number three.
Wayne the Flagger, always consistent, always back on it. He even, when we heard about DLK's Chet Buchanan show tattoo, he basically acknowledged the fact that he wouldn't be number one and was going for number two. And so I think that's pretty funny. So I'll give him number three.
Well, you know what, Wayne? Mission accomplished. You're my number two. And true story, any other time that you would have posted a number one, this, you know, he's been on the show. Socials are always great. I love the guy. Yeah, how do you not love Wayne? What is not to love about Wayne the Flagger? And by the way, homie Cinnamon Rolls, Saturday morning, check Wayne the Flagger. No Regrets Bar, check Wayne the Flagger. Aces Game Sunday, check Wayne the Flagger.
Wow.
Calls in. Wayne the Flagger, you know, socials, Wayne the Flagger, Wayne the Flagger, Wayne the Flagger. Just say it over and over and over. He's got a Chet Buchanan show sticker on his stop sign. Thousands of people see it every day. I mean, and he's just such a great guy. It's number two. And I think that's something to be proud of.
Yeah,
co-sign on that for me. Yeah. You could put him for all those reasons at number two for me as well.
So where did you go? Number two? What are we missing?
I have a love affair with Jesse the show filler. He's a creative guy.
Yeah,
the videos he posted has been posting throughout this P1 Power Rankings. They're hilarious. He's written song lyrics and helped out with Song of the Week. And he continues to bring it on social media. So I always go Jesse the show fill at number two.
I appreciate you living in the past with his songs and videos.
Yeah, right.
Move
where you want.
Great guy. Just love him. Number one. How do you not?
You can't do anything else but this.
But let me tell you. Again, homie Cinnamon Rolls. DLK. And Brian. I put Brian in on that too.
Yeah.
Sure.
you know,
I always feel like DLK is just encompassing.
The whole family.
Right?
Yes. But Homie Cinnamon Rolls, early, 9 o'clock on Saturday morning, they were there. No Regrets Bar on Saturday afternoon, they were there. It's like we're talking about World War II. Did they go to the Aces game Sunday? I don't remember. I wouldn't doubt it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But when you get yourself tattooed with a Chet Buchanan Show logo, our boy Gil from back in the day has a Zoo Vegas tattoo, just like the one on my left shoulder.
I love that.
Now four people. Carlos Diaz, former entertainment reporter on Extra, has a Zoo Vegas tattoo.
Did he do a Zoo Vegas?
Yes, he does. He has it on his ankle.
I thought he did the Scrubs tattoo, but he didn't do the Zoo Vegas. Telling us the story of the Scrubs tattoo. Here's how that happened. So Carlos was back in the day, used to be on our show, used to be on Extra. He was doing a red carpet thing at the Palms when Hart and Huntington had just opened at the Palms. That's how far back this goes. And Scrubs was coming out on DVD. So the producer for Scrubs looks at Carlos and goes, points to Hart and Huntington and goes, would you get, if I give you $1,000, would you get Scrubs, our logo, tattooed on your ankle? Carlos says yes. So he's showing off his tattoo and telling this story. We're doing a show out in front of the Pearl at the Palms. It had just opened. This is how far back this goes.
Dang.
So Gil De La Rosa comes out of the crowd like freaking John Wilkes Booth killing Lincoln. And you know what I mean? Comes out of the crowd like we're being bum rushed. Like security is like, we're not sure about this. And he jumps over the rope. They had like little velvet rope up there, just for show. And there was a security guy, but I think he was asleep, and rightfully so. Who's coming after us, ever?
Yeah.
Gil jumps over the rope, and he goes, I want that on my ankle. And he's I've got a Zoo Vegas T-shirt on. I want that on my ankle. And I was like, well, I can't let you go alone. So, we went over to Hart and Huntington. And I've got Zoo Vegas on my left shoulder.
Yeah.
And I'll make you a deal. If we get to Toy Drive, if we top totals from Toy Drive this year, I will put that tattoo on my right shoulder.
I'm writing it down to make it official.
Okay.
I'll put the Chet Buchanan
Proclamation,
Show.
Proclamation, 11:06.
Right after we do the nude body stocking shame walk and DLK gets her steak dinner. What else do I owe people that I haven't paid off yet?
I forgot about that. So, the nude shaming one, I forgot.
But honestly, you tattoo the show logo on your ankle, you're number one in the power rankings.
Amen.
The second ever perfect score. DLK, number one across the board. We'll just go in reverse order. Usually we do 5-1. We'll do 1-5 since we all knew. Coming in second this week, Wayne the Flagger. Wayne the Flagger and comfortably in second. I'll just say that. Okay. Wayne the Flagger stays at number two for a third. At least the third week in a row.
It is.
At number two for him. Then in third place, just by a sliver, Jesse the Show Filler. He stays there in third place for the second week in a row. Chloe and Jeff, the power couple, move up to fourth. And his first time in the top five, Uber RJ is at number five. Also receiving points, Hot Ryan comes in mostly because Kayla and I screwed her over.
Yeah, we really did. Sorry, Hot Ryan.
Yeah, honest to God, I feel bad about that. Hannah appeared on all three ballots. She received votes, no points. The Fish, Big Mike. Teachers, I believe, made it on all three, didn't they?
Yes, they did.
Teachers made it on all three. Fish, and these could all be wrong with the crossing out of Jace, too. But Fish, two. Big Mike, two ballots. Asia Wilson with two ballots. And then Tiffany and Crystal with one ballot also receiving votes. So there it is.
There we go.
P1 Power Rankings. What you going to do to beat DLK? Honest to God, I've got her in all the way until Labor Day. Right? I'm not kidding.
You made the proclamation on social media.
Hey, I will say this, DLK. I want an acceptance speech video. Show Filla did it a couple weeks ago. Hot Ryan declined. I want, and she'll do it. I want to see an acceptance video for being number one.
Don't be bullied by Spence
on Twitter.
Instagram. Don't feel like you have to be bullied.
I want to see a video too.
I'd like to see it. Yeah. I think it should. No, I think it should happen.
Yeah.
Spence is right. And you know what? We still have to make those. Add that to the list of things. Spence is right. T-shirt.
Shirts. Yep. Spence is right. Got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have been dismissed.
Spence's.
You know what? Honest to God, just for playing, you should get a Spence's Challenge shirt.
You should.
And we are getting more more Chet Buchanan Show shirts as well. They should be on the way. All right, that's it. Gotta go. P1 Power Rankings. We love you so much. Thank you for listening.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.